use it.
We've learned, like, in the Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara about the Sichot, that they used to smear themselves with oil. We don't do this today, but it seems like in their times they did. So why is this in their times? Why is it
a question? That's a good question.
If he uses oil, which is from a fully ripe olive, and the oil comes out in the oil press, that's called derech hanos, the Rashi says. He didn't do that. He took boser. What does boser mean? Unripe. Right, unripe olives. And he, I guess the unripe is a different way of procuring.
Why is that a good question? That's a good question.
If he uses oil, which is from a fully ripe olive, and the oil comes out in the oil press, that's called derech hanos, the Rashi says. He didn't do that. He took boser. What does boser mean? Unripe. Right, unripe olives. And he, I guess the unripe is a different way of procuring the oil. It was a different method completely. That's why it was published. Shalom derech hanos. In the Hanabi, be right. It would be a regular, normal oil. Let's take a look on the Ran, see what he says. Rav Osai. Please turn to the Ran. The Ran is what page over here? It's the beginning of the Kosha. Vav Amud Beis. Take a look, please. Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Vav Amud Beis. Vav Shtei. Vav Amud Beis. Tell you the story. The Ran is the tenth narrow line. Eighth now, Shalom Kederach Hanasa. The Lo Mitzvah Le Medrabbanon. Doesn't say it's Mutter Chas V'Shal. Also Medrabbanon. How do you know? Kedarmina Bet Gemara Chavdal Le Medbeitz. Kol Yisurin She Betor Ein Lokin Ala Derech Hanasa. Bar Miklai Akem Bosa Becholov. Shalokan Alem Afila Shalom Kederach Hanasa. Shu De Lok Sivu Achila. By Klai Akem we saw in the Gemara that it says what? Pentuk Dash. And by Bosa Chavar it says Lo Sivashal Gedim. Bachalev Imo. It's derived from Bishul. The Hilka. Ein Misrapin Bohen Klal Ala Bamakam Sakona. In those situations. Of Klai Kerem Basa Bachala. Avul Shari Surin. Kulu. Kevin O Asiya Lamidra. Kedera Chana Ostin. Shogar Chana Ostin. Lamidra Bona. Misrapin Ben Afilu Bacholi She'ein Bo Sakona. Even though it's also with the Rabbanan, they waived their prohibition for Chol She'ein Bo Sakana. For Yisi Mishakasa, the Neosha Amina, the Misrap and the Chol Yisuri Anoshal the Reim, the Gon Chomet Shavol of HaPesach, Uklaya Kerem B'chutz Loretz, Afila B'chol She'ein Bo Sakana. Same thing, right? It's also the Rabbanan. Says Tosis, no. Umiyu Linyan Achila Ein Lanon, maybe it's not true. The Yavshah, the Asom, Kishel Torah, Shalom this rapas behem shalom makom sakon. Maybe the Chazal asked it. Shem bano lachok efshev shem misrapin afi suri hanos shal devrei kederach hanosa. Why? The dil makili tfei suri torah shal kederach hanosa misurin shal devrei kederach hanosa. The shalom kederach is a very powerful kula, and it's more kal. Even in isa doraisa, if it's not normal. Consumption is not normal, then it's the Rabbanu's consumption is normal. You might not have thought this with Svara. We learned with Sefer Shabbos, we came up with the Chiddush based on the Ramban, that believe it or not, that Issa Daraisa, which you do with Derech Shinui, is more cow than Issa the Rabbanu than normal. This seems to be a very analogous situation over here. An Issa Daraisa, which you consume, Shalok and Derech Achiloso, and also, is more cow. Then he said, "The rabbanim which you consume with your bederach achilas of anos." Some of this heter shinui kolachayad shalom bederach is a very powerful one. Yes, sir. Well, it could be that you're right. I think maybe you really, in fact, are right. But what I said doesn't quite fully prove that. It discusses shinui as opposed to a malach of the rabbanim. As opposed to Amil Anach, which is also not a Malach of the Rabbah. Right, so,
What
about?
So I'm saying, why do I do it to Rabbi Yerul Akam? Just to get the Rabbah in the city, he's supposed to get up and say, we have a Chalal Shabbos to save a life, and do it himself.
Well,
tell people not to hesitate, because otherwise people might hesitate and be not as careful to save the person's life. That's the advice to hold.
Look carefully to him in Shin Chav Ches. Let's see, there's a whole discussion about this, true. The Ramah doesn't say that. The Mechaber says that. The Ramah is more cautious. This goes back to the old question, which we're not going to talk about now, but the Pikuach Nevesh and Shabbos is what? Hutra or the Kuya? If it's Hutra, then you're right. Kuya, then you're wrong. So my focus is Mechaber and Ramah, it seems. Of course you may be Mechaber Shabbos, if you can avoid it easily. Putri is certainly right. Anyway, this is the sugi. This is the sugi. How do you pass from here to halacha? There are hachilas, there are hana. You have to go back to the original din. What was that? I keep telling you, this Rabbi Abba is an extension of the original Rabbi Abba. What Rabbi Abba is saying at Pampalas Mabes? Whatever's in the Holy Torah, lo sofa, lo sofa, lo sofa, it means Echad Yisra Achila, Echad Yisra Anoa. Alright? The Rambam quotes that halacha. It doesn't smack all the surahs.
It's involved
in the Torah that we have this one way of the Nikita, Rishal, Nikita. It's brought down to Paul's Rambam. Komok Mishanem of the Torah, the Rambam. Call Machal Shu Osir Bahano Imnene Velo Ochal Shemokar O Nasa Laakum O the Clovin. Ain't a loke who makin us or makin smartus. What? Thomas.
Who said?
Not. Not a makin smartus. Not only that, he's beginning to be fair as you go. The Bible just went over here says, what? Come on, help me out. What did the Bible just say? This is the Rambam Nechus. Machos was per ches, halacha tezayin. What did Agamar just say over here? We just learned the Gemara together. Come on, what did it say? It said over here, the second lashon, Chol Yisruin Shebat Torah and Lochon Lehem Adelech HaNa'osa Lemutei Mai Sheminiyah Chelev Shul Shoran Yisrael Gavim Makasa Shul Pot. Abnormal HaNa'ah Yepot. What's the implication of that? If it's a normal HaNa'ah, what do we mean? How about? And forced him into that conclusion, which we'll see soon how he said it. The Neiris, he said it. And now that. What led him into it is because there had to be a contrast between Hanah, Kederach Hanah, and Halosha, Kederach Hanah. And since the Rambam is the Mechadish to us, that Hanah, Kederach Hanah, is all the outcome of the Rabbanah. So it must be Hanah, Shalom, Kederach Hanah, is one step low, must be at the Gomer. Which case? Again, I'm sorry, you're right. I misspoke. It's awesome. It's awesome. It's Araisa Beli Malkus. It's a better way to say it. Also Beli Malkus. Like Chazishir. That's a good example. Also Beli Malkus. So it's also Beli Malkus. So what do you want to say over here? If Shalom Kederach Hanos, then you don't get Malkus. You never get Malkus. The answer is no. Ordinarily, it's, although you don't get Malkus, at least it's Osir, also Minotauri, right, Benio? But over here, when it comes to Shalom Kederech, it's Mutter. You could have said it, Osir with Rabbanah, no Malkus. But the Gemara seems to be argued on a practical basis, not in terms of the level of Issa. In one case, it's Potter, one case it's Chaya. So either it means Osir versus Mutter, or it means Loka versus Enaloka. So one step is never going to be Malkus, it should be a distinction between Osir versus Mutter. Mutter means Mutter Mamash, Mutter means Rabbanah. The Rambam seems to say that I don't necessarily have Torah. We'll get to that in a minute. I want to first see this Rambam. Rambam quotes over here, this din, in Hilchos Macholos, Asuras Perek Yudal Alocha Yud.
In those cases. He swallows down hot fat. He burns his throat. Raw fat. He puts in bitter stuff. Somebody wanted to know, could they eat, could they drink on Yom Kippur? Because the doctor was afraid that they would become dehydrated, it was all kinds of things that I didn't know who the doctor was, I didn't know who the patient was, I didn't know anybody. So I said, someone else called the same year about some other problem of the drinking on Yom Kippur, after all, going to dehydrate. So I decided, you know, I think it's a pachad shov, there's nothing to worry about in this case, but just in case, I'm going to accomplish two things. One, I'm going to give them a situation in case they have to drink, will not be used as daraisa. And two, I'll discourage them from drinking. How so? I went to the drugstore and I bought quinine. Quinine is a
what do you call it?
Sure. A bitter pill. You mix that into the water and it tastes bitter. And I remember distinctly going around an area of Yom Kippur, the two homes of two ladies, with my pills, like a doctor dispensing pills. So they don't make house calls. So I went and I gave them their pills. And in case you have to drink, because you'll be dehydrated, just take a pill, mix it into the water, and then you can drink it. P.S. I was right. They didn't drink. They didn't want the quantity of water. I mean, it wasn't such a bad, they were psychologically panicking. And if they would have drunk the quantity of water, they would not would have, that's right. Pascasala, that was another thing. Exactly. So A, they weren't excited about the Kwanah, B, the Pascasala aspect, and C, if they would have had a drink, it would be the Rabbanan, I'm assuming. Because this thing, even Ira of Dabar Mar, would be a Some Achmar want to say that by it comes to Yom Kippur, even Shalom Gleir Achila would be awesome. Like Claire. But many Poskim disagree. Ram doesn't mention it as an example. Anyway, this is the Rambam. It's Potter. As opposed to Chayav. It's not clear in Ippos Macholos Asuris which way it is. Can't really tell. But Hilchos Sisori at Torah, that's I think where the derives it from. It's a Mishnah Lamelech. It spans three solid pages. Nothing out about Mishnah Lamelech. 1, 2, 3. She wants to keep you busy today. Alright. In Perek Hei Aleph Aches. Avo Shalom Kederech Hana'asa. Kigon Sha'osin Loretia Ovo Lugmo Mechomet Lo Me'orla. You get from the Rambam that it's Stamot. Not sure that it's Mutter for a Chol Hashem B'Sakon. Stamot. That's the impression that we get from the Rambam. And those, by the way, who disagree with what we just said. They said, no, the Rambam agrees that there would be considered, that he would get Malkus on Hano. Again, from what we seem to have read around. I, to the parish, not. No. Only in the case of Mechira. Rambam is where you sell it. Where you sell it, you get no Hano, it's a goof. It's only a monetary, financial gain. You have a physical benefit from pleasure, even though it's only Hano, not Achila, they claim you would actually get Malkus going to the Rambam. But we assume not that way. I remember Rav Soloveitchik would always say, go on the Rambam, what we call a lav tofel. He was Mechadash HaChidosh, he was a lav ikor and a lav tofel.
So eco lav, you get malchus for. The lav tuffel is no malchus. The lav tuffel, the rabbis always sometimes call it something which is not mefurish but torah shebichsav. Then if torah shebalpeh, torah shebalpeh is no malchus on. Rambam says a klal. Torah shebalpeh, like ainon shemin adin. If a kavachaymer, there's no malchus. There's no malchus on torah shebalpeh. Here too, if it's a ribui, lo sochal, lo yochal, lo tochal, lo sochal, lo echal, lo sochal, lo sochal, no. Very nice, very good, but malchus not. So the rabbis learned that for the traditional pshat around. Others who want to drain, the pshat around would agree you do get malchus. Only thing is, if it's no hano gufnis, only hano kaspis, when you sell the chere, that's the example Rambam shows for a case which is you owe without malchus. Exactly, he chose that example. It indicates to some that if you didn't have a physical hano, then perhaps you would be in. It would be a problem. It would be a problem. Could be. Zeya. Remember we spoke about earlier the issue of Zeya. What does Zeya mean? Let's review again. What is Zeya? Zeya means the juice which comes out of the fruit. So the Gemara's expression over here is Zeya be Alma. Zeya be Alma, so then certainly no Malchus, and we're not even sure. We assume Kayosa for the Rabbanan, but we're not 100% sure of that either. So now, here, Rav Sternberg has an interesting idea in the Sefer Moana Mizmanim on Pesachim. He talks about juices. What kind of lachic status does juice have? He talks about a very serious Nafkamina Lachalamais, the concept of Chumah from the Brit Skorov. Unbelievable Chumah from the Brit Skorov. You ever go to Eretz Yisrael and you have some of these juices or meats, kal, all this kind of stuff, with an unreliable Ashkoch? We were always taught, there's no problem, an unreliable Ashkoch. So when you pour a little bit out, there was a discussion when I was in Eretz Yisrael, you actually have to pour it out in the street. Some possum suggests enough to leave a little bit off at the end. You say, as we discussed in the sugya, you know, Shnei Lugin, Shnei Yosa, the Hashir, what I'm going to leave over at the end, the average should be good, because it's the Rabbanan. Okay. Iskarov said that if you have orange juice, which came from Tevel, Ein Lo Takana, there's nothing to do about it. You know why? Zeyabam is not called a pre. It's not called a pre Anuchos Truma. And as such, you cannot be Mafish Truma on it. Say if you can't be mafish truma, if you can have the drink at all. No, it's brisk. It's also bishop tevel, and it's impossible to fix it up by afrashim. Oh, that's what you can possibly do. If you mafish from someone else, perhaps
some other
fruit, right? And a full orange, perhaps you mafish a full orange on the orange juice. That's what the Brisk girl that's tried in a Yerushalmi. That's a good question. That's a question. The Brisk girl, one second. The Brisk girl would arrive from the Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi would appear that the fruit, in fact, would work. If you buy from an orange on the orange juice, and in fact would, it would work. It would work. But it all depends upon a Rambam, he says. In Ilkhus Machalos Asuras Per Gyur Alokh Chavdalot, where he says, Atevel Vachodesh, etc., etc., Mashkim Ayotzi Mi Peroseim Asurim Kavosa, yeah? Ve'ein Lokin Aleim, Chutz Mi Yayim V'Shemer Shal Orav Yayim Shal Klai HaKerem, Shal Lokin Aleim V'Kederach Shal Lokin HaShadetzim V'Anavim Shalem. We know that. The question, what kind of Isser is it? Is it Asim B'Dirabonon or Asim B'Daraisim? Oh, the Kesef Mishnah there says, I may have actually looked at this. Did I put it on the Maram Kermes that I gave you? This is the one. The Kesef Mishnah there says that it's Asur Midrabbana. That's what we learned. Zeya Ba'alma. So how do we learn to say Zeya Ba'alma? Asur Midrabbana, right? Well, he says that most possible states with the rights, it goes to Chinuch, Reish Pei Dalet, Mashkem Ayot, Mehem is Asim and Atorah. Because the question becomes, wait a minute, Asim and Atorah, so why shouldn't there be Malchus? Where does the kind of Yisrael and the Torah of Lo Malchus, where did it come from? So I have another Rambam I have to look at. They quote the Rambam in Perek Gimel of Machos Asuris. Kol Machol Hayotim and Aminim Asurim, Hare Oso Machol Osim and Torah. Shnei Ve'eitz Bas Hayana, Zo Beit Sosa. Who are din the chol ha'asa kiyana the chol ha'drama adom and the beitzer. And then we just call yotze min ha'asur. Keep that in mind. That's a major theme this week. Yotze min ha'asur asur. Something which emerges from a prohibited food itself is prohibited. You have a prohibited bird that gives an egg, comes forth from it. That's yotze min ha'asur asur. Asur vein lokin alav. So it could be, you have osai, that yotze min ha'asur asur applies over here as well. You have an orange. The orange is the gummer. So if I have the orange juice, it's yotzim and aser. So it's aser and oraisa. But no malchus against the Ketzer Mishnah. That would be the basis for it. If that's the case, it's as follows. If you'll say, and there's a new iser of yotzim and aser, we don't find any afrushim. Find afrushim. If you'll say that it's the juice is like the thing itself, it's like tevel, but our frusha wouldn't help from the mashkim themselves, but from makom achim, from somewhere else, it certainly would work. Chazanish said, of course in the footnote, the whole thing is wrong. Chazanish pasuk can be mafresh minei ubed. That's what we do in Eretz Yisrael, except for the briskas. They take that little juice, mitzkal, and they pour out a little bit, they leave a little bit.
On the street or?
Well, depends who you talk to. They leave it. No problem, they leave it 1% over. The Achazanish said, look, the Kishem Shatruma Osir Yotzim in the Rabbonim, Kach HaYisr Tevel Rakhma the Rabbonim, who came out of Russia. In other words, whatever level the Yisr is, that same level the Truma will work. How can you say that the truma won't work? It's unheard of. Chazanish Mitzvah can't have tevel which is not fixable. And brisk is a classical brisk response. No! Zephyr Fadana, as you see from here, you can have an issue which cannot be fixed. That's how I heard it from my brisk people. Cannot be fixed. When he prints it over here, maybe you can be fixing it from a different orange. But I heard it. The brisk is not. It's tevel, and you can't fix it. That's right.
It's not just now that there's a concept which can have something which is usher and which can't be fixed.
Not a tevel. So the father beferish Ramban that way. Ramban and Chula, that's Kufkov, and that's Sugya. He says that to apply from the Ramban, then it would work. They call it the Meiri that way. Feirish. Hatruma shlohufish of a Paris, Sarah lafrish of a Masha Yotzeman, im tachlan o derochon, the foolish that Afrasha works. And the Kafta of Feirish says that. The Minigas that way. Like the Chazanish, against the Briskerov. That's what he says. In any event, the question is this true? This idea, it wasn't from the Karen Orr actually, says the Karen Orr, one of the Gedolei of Polskim in the Durham. He said that juice is called Yotzim in Osim. That's the Karen Orr says. And Rav Sternberg in Ma'odim, he doesn't think it's true. Yotzim in Osim goes back to my Steinberg from before. What does Yotzim in Osim mean? I have an egg that comes out of the chicken. The chicken remains a chicken, and the egg comes out. That's called Yotzim in Osim. The Osim remains. If you squeeze the orange and get orange juice, that's not yotzim in osur. The yisr has been transmuted, transformed into a new thing called orange juice. But the yisr itself, that's not called yotzim in osur. That is osur transformed. Yotzim osur is the yisr remains.
Cow
remains, and now the milk came out. It's yotzim. Classical example, very good.
Why is this the orange remains?
Oh, no.
Before, why is it that the anchor is the orange, and when juice comes out, it's no longer part of the orange, it's
goat's egg
and orange.
No. Cow produces milk. No, wrong. An orange is divided into two parts, the solid and the juice. The solid orange didn't produce the orange juice. Squeezing an orange just is a means of separation.
Whereas the tamid of the art producing juice, the art is divided into juice and the salad part.
The cabbage.
No, it's indistinguishable.
Parts, liquid and salad.
No.
No,
it's absurd. I'll tell you what, I'll prove it to you. I'll prove it to you. Good point. So maybe we may have a shaykhus, but not over here.
It's the same
No. Cows may be right, not over here. The cow produces milk. I milk the cow because that cow produces more milk. If the orange would produce more juice after I squeeze it out, you'd be right. That would indicate the orange produces juice. Don't work. Once you squeeze out the orange, there's no more juice left.
Yotze
and Hasra
is something that's continuously
produced? I mean, continuously. That's produced. It's Yotze. Minos.
Don't think cases of Yotze
Minos
are
true.
All cases are cases of things that are produced.
That's the Rambam's example. He gives the case of a bird that produces an egg. And the Chen, who are dinner, chola, osra, kiyana, chola, dvaram, hadom, and lebeitza. What do you mean, hadom, and lebeitza? He says that's exactly how it is. Yes,
ma'am. I
thought
that I heard that the state of Israel is
separate.
Not true?
I wish it would be true. But it's not necessarily
but
true.
The Rambam doesn't test it.
Get me a letter, I'll believe it. It's true. Okay. This is in Simon Reish Dalet, the Sefer Moreh Nevuzman. Okay? So this is all important stuff in analyzing this issue. One more nakud over here. You know, Tosfos says the kasha. That's why we say tam kikah d'oraisa when it comes to zeh b'yalim. It seems to be Rabbi Natan. This is a Tosfos that she talks like Rabbi Natan. We discussed last whatever it was. Rabbi Natan holds that if I have chicken and I, well, let's take a different example. I have chicken soup. I have tray for chicken soup. And I mix it into 50 parts of water. Everything is also, right? I have one kezias or a vias, I guess maybe, of the whole mixture of, how should we say, very much watered down chicken soup, I get malchus. You look at kezias from the tarubis. I mean, the tam kikas b'chadish, a brand new issue. A brand new issue. Factoris zakasha, if that's the case, why isn't there malchus and orange juice? Should also be considered a brand new is. However, the Rambam, as we shall learn by Richas, and we learned the third paragraph at the end of the year, says no. The only time you get malchus if you have a kezias, bichdei, achilas, pras. We saw the Ran said that. The Ran said it on the Perikol Shah. Remember that? We saw it in the Ran of Daf Chav Tes, was talking about the Easter of Chomach Aval of a Pesach. What do you say? If you're all about your Yotze, then what? Then this is the of Chomash Avodah. What is that? Only if it's Kazayas, Bechdei, Achilas, Pras. We said one sixth, one eighth, one ninth, one twelfth, something like that. Depends on the two variables. So that's a lot of Chomash, it's a lot of Chomash Avodah. But then you only say Tam Ki Iker, you get Malchus, and it's Kazayas, Bechdei, Achilas, Pras. If that's the case, one could suggest, and that would answer Tosfos Kasha. I, Tom Kikazar writes, what's the answer? No, there's no mamushes. This orange juice all has a taste of orange, all right. Because it's not considered pre. As far as it's considered pre, it excludes Zaya. So therefore, there's no mamushes. There's no mamushes. It's not considered that desires. Vichdeh, he does cross. And Tosfos thought, yes, the Kasha, only the Shittosam, that they held, they don't need Kazar to their cross. So look, on every kezias from Tarubas, even 1 in 50. That was my svara. Explained the Tosfos Kasha to Shittosam, and at the Kolgenus Rambam, it would be no Kasha to begin with. Okay. Why they have an Issa Doraisa of Katamki going to the Rambam? It's only if you have kezias bechdei achilas pras. At least you have malchus on anyway. Kezias bechdei achilas pras. If you have less than that, you only have 150 at the viser, so then the Rambam was mashma, the other Rishonim was mashma, there'll be no malchus. Going there by the time, you have 150 at the viser, the whole thing that comes considered is considered trade from the Torah. That's his version of Tam Ki, different understanding of what the words mean. Going there by the time, because it's kasha, a very good kasha. But
according to the other poskim, the Rambam, I thought it was no kasha, in the first place. That's what I thought. Okay. Any questions? So we went through this particular sugya briefly, some of the highlights in it. Question of Shaloka Derech Achila, Shaloka Derech Hana, what the words mean. The Rashash is the one who put it into a clear perspective for us. What the words mean. Shaloka Derech Achila means you're eating it in an abnormal way. The action is abnormal. Shaloka Derech Hana, what the Rashash means. No, the action is perfectly normal. But it's abnormal to use such a significant item as such a low class use, if you will. And therefore, it's considered Shaloka Derech Hana. See the pasuk like the coolest of both. Although the Rambam is a little bit strange. We'll read the Rambam again one more time. In Hilchos Macholas Asuras, where he quotes his din, it does start off a little, it starts off by quoting the first version of the Gemara, of Shaloka Derech Achila. And suddenly, he sort of switches in the middle. Rambam, I think it's the one I asked, Per Gidal Achayud. Ala Ochlim Asurim Enochai Valem Ashiyoch Osim Derech Hano. Ochlim now. Then it's awesome Shaloka Derech Hana. Ketzad. Eating something. Ochal also Yisr, Achash Yisr, eating something. Ear of the Bamad, again eating something. All the examples of eating. Shaloka Derech Hana. It doesn't mention over here that it's not called Asuris. It's not mentioned at all. I mentioned it though, as we mentioned before in the Chassid Soliyah Torah, Perikei, Halacha Ches, where he says, he's again the same expression about Ratiya, also no Ratiya, or Belugma Mechamet, Sami Orla, as Chutz Mikla Kerem, Bosa Bechola, Shasun Afish Loka Lechana Asa, Arab Malkam Sakon. So could be the Rambam holds, Shaloka Derech Hanoz Mutter. Het the Gomer. That's the impression you get over here by Hanoz. Shaloka Derech Achila Eino Chayev Aleh. Doesn't say it's Mutter. Like this. Rambam Lishikos. Rambam holds that all these Surahs are never have any malchus. All these Surahs are what we call Lav Tuffel, the Rav called it. Never any malchus. Right? Never. So therefore, when it says in the Gemara, Shaloka Derech Hanoz is mutter. That means it has to be one step further removed, one step down from Kederach Hano. If Kederach Hano is only an Iser below Malkus. So by definition, we mentioned this part earlier today, by definition, if it's Shaloka Kederach Hano, has to be mutter mamash. However, if what? We're talking about Achila. Achila, of course, Midoraisa, in a normal way, there is a Vahadan Iser Malkus. So then when the Gemara says a Shaloka Derech Achila is Eino Chayev, it means Eino Chayev literally. There's no key of Malchus. But the Rabbanan it would be us. It's a big Kiddush, I'm telling you. And to say the memory divides into two parts. When it comes to Achila where the stakes are high, it could have gone as high as Achisa Malchus. He puts it down to what? Asur below Malchus. When Hano, where the whole stakes are Asur below Malchus, there can never be any Malchus, even Bederach Hano, according to the Rambam. Then when the Gemara just gives you a cooler, what does it mean? Heter Mamash. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. Yeah?
What about the
mice,
about vitamins, medicine?
Oh, the Sarah Shava of vitamins, is that you ingest them.
So since you're in a capsule, maybe. You adjust when you chew it, it's possible just...
Capsule is a different cooler, but we'll see later on in the Sefer, the Arabic Sefer, if you have a chance, that if it's krocha besiv lo yotza, if you take matzah, you put it, you wrap it up in a leaf, and it goes down your mouth, down your throat, you're not yotza, because it never touched your throat. It just was, so capsule is the same thing. Whatever's in the capsule is not a problem.
The
capsule itself is...
It's
like eating paper. Yeah, but it's hard.
Eight spiyam.
On the contrary, the capsule is the best way to get that medicine. Because the capsule itself, even if it's made from gel, soon enough, we'll see what a capsule looks like. It's
It's hard. I mean, it's not edible at all. The contents are irrelevant because they're included in the capsule.
Is
there anything
to
chatchila
to avoid it, or does it make a difference?
You have
a kosher
capsule.
Oh, since it's eight
mahama,
maybe you don't even have to worry
about chatchila
to go buy another one.
Well, people have to take it. I don't have to go crazy look for it.
Oh, the vitamins. You have to go buy one.
Vitamins? What's that?
Vitamins, and even people are taking multivitamins, take all these other vitamins, and the capsule and the ingredients inside are jobs.
I don't know if you're allowed to take vitamins, which is a trade. Vitamins are not. So the vitamins are so important. I also want to be able to. I don't take any vitamins.
Take any multivitamins?
Not a one.
If you're saying it takes vitamins,
we generally speaking, even if it's mutter, we don't try, we don't jump into these attainments, we have to.
There is a 12 as well.
There is?
Depends
who you listen to.
No.
I don't have anybody, I don't take anybody.
That doesn't mean there is no 12, that means you can
my doctor say there's no 12.
What about chewable? I'm just telling you there's zero 12. I doubt if my doctor would say taking a vitamin supplement is a waste of time.
It's a waste of money, it's a waste of time, and
right,
too much time.
But I'm saying it has a toella, so maybe a very minor toella, even if it has a toella of some form. Without a certain medication.
Food.
You get certain things from that food through medication.
I'm out of medical school yet.
What about chewable vitamin tablets?
That's a bigger problem. Chewable tablets, it tastes good.
Yeah, it's a great flavor, I'd say.
Yeah, it's a pressing. That's a more serious problem. That's a more serious problem.
Are you going to take it or not?
What about
medicine?
Chewable medicine, aspirin. No,
chewable aspirin, having a visible.
Yeah.
They make all this. Wake up. It's 1983. Yeah.
Thank God I only come to visible.
Kids don't take half the visible.
Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem.
What do you when they have a stomachache? What do they take?
They go to sleep. I'm serious. I'm telling you. We don't know anyone that does this junk.
Okay, I'm asking you. I informed you about this thing. What do you do?
Okay, I don't know. First of all, maybe it's kosher.
It's glycerin inside. I believe it has glycerin inside.
I think it's mutton. If someone is sick, it's mutton.
Even though it has a good taste, you're tasting, you're whole shame for
Shekhanah. So you should make sure that the sandwich does not have a good taste.
So I'm asking, are you allowed to take this grape flavor and a glycerin flavor diet?
No, you should take it away without grape flavor and glycerin flavor.
And if you don't know if there's one or not, you go into the store, like, you look a lot of times, all the items there say, like, glycerin. Let's say,
just buy the Pepto-Bismol without the flavor, that's all. That's all it's a lot.
Cough syrup,
the doctor's
sign.
That I know about.
And
there's two kinds of cough syrup. There's the Robitussin, which is tarfacin. Not worse, it's not much tarfacin. And then the other kosher brands, like the Triaminic and all these kinds of things. So if the doctor says you can take a Triaminic, you take a Triaminic. If you can't, you have to take a Robitussin. You know it's strange, you cannot.
You know it's flavor.
You should try a Robitussin without flavor, it's hard to get. It's Robitussin, so disgusting. No one wants to buy without flavor today. Today's world. You know, today we live in the world of Mifu Nakim. You know, and it used to be, you know, you had the cod liver oil, it was considered good to grow for the youth, good chinuch, to have terrible tasting stuff every day, or whenever you were sick. Now, with Mifu Nakim, everything's with a cherry flavor. Well, if you can't get without cherry flavor, you're not having with cherry flavor. What can you do? You cannot. Someone's sick. Okay.
What about
the
mouthwash?
Mouthwash?
You gotta gargle with it.
You don't swallow the mouthwash.
I mean, the
atomic
side it says, you know, glycerin, a great flavor.
You swallow it?
The odds are, it's in your mouth, you probably can swallow something. Even though you don't plan on swallowing it.
Forget it. Aren't there ones that have OU? Aren't there mouthwash with OU?
No, some say glycerin on it. They don't write it on it.
Scope or something? What
mouthwash. They don't write it on it, but they're cussing it.
They don't have OU.
They don't have
OU,
but they're known not to. Well, some
take
glycerin on it, some of the mouth sprays, you take it for the flavor, to give a good breath.
Brush your teeth.
A lot of people use these things, are you allowed to use them or not?
There's no need for them, you don't need it. Brush your teeth, that's all. Brush your teeth, they
can't. Colgate's trafe too, they tell me.
Colgate is kosher.
It's trafe, they use the glycerin, they call them up. Glycerin's from animal or vegetable origin. There it's Colgate, that's not a good taste anyway.
It's kosher.
Call
them,
they'll
play on
the
1-800 line. Call them.
They just change it.
I think it's kosher. My people thought I
called
it as kosher mash. How does it matter? I'm just, that's what I was told that it was called, it now became kosher. Not that it's an OU.
Oh, it just became kosher?
A year or two ago, whenever it came before Pesach, we someone checked it out. I said, it's called, not only is it no chametz, it doesn't even have any trafe anymore. So I use Colgate. I'll give you a commercial. It's based on false pretense, but that's why I use Colgate. Great. You're right. I use Colgate anyway, but it happens with nothing trace.
Are you
going
to use a flavored toothpaste?
Colgate has flavor.
So Colgate's like natural flavor, doesn't have a real good taste.
What are you talking about?
Bubblegum flavor.
Ooh.
What are you talking about? Are you allowed to use that toothpaste?
No, only Colgate. Only Colgate. It's Colgate. It's good. Okay, Rabbos. We'll try to discuss some more of these things a little more left when we learn which of the end of the Sugya of Achshavei, etc. A few more minutes, we want to begin. We're going to ask all the next Sugya. And then we'll go into it tomorrow. The Gemara is not called Hamer Aleph. The Sugya of Yehor Levayava, a very important Sugya. Read through the Gemara, so tomorrow we can read through, go through, analyze a little bit more by Be'ir. The Gemara is not called Hamer Aleph, towards the bottom. Rabbi Lezer, Omeim, Nema Bechol Nafshcha, Loma Nema Bechol Maudecha, Nema Bechol Maudecha, Loma Nema Bechol Nafshcha, Loma Sheesh Bechol, Yesh Odom Shegufo Chavir Olam Imamono, I would hope every normal person that way, Bechach Nema Bechol Nafshcha, Yesh Odom Shemamono Chavir Olam Migufo. What kind of idiot is that? Apparently such people exist. Bechach Nema Bechol Maudecha. I remember there was a famous case, the guy once was robbed, they give us your money, he said no, so they killed him. Some, you know, I'm not blaming the victim, Chas v'Shalom. I'm not saying that they're blaming the killers, of course. But and unfortunately, there are people who give the money and kill them anyway. But I think a das Torah is, because of nefesh, if someone asks you for your money allowed, give me your money. At least they stand a better chance of surviving. So I'm not told from the police force. Oh. As we speak, the swearing in the new mayor, Mamish, I think 11:30 I said, there's a ceremony. Mamish, just now. Maybe there'll be less of these things to talk about. I hope. But this is what it says. Okay. Ki yaseh rav v'namar rav yochan b'kol misrapin chutz. No, I'm sorry. I skipped the mar before. Amar rav yochan b'kol misrapin chutz miyatzi asherah. Oh, earlier, a little bit earlier. Hechi dami. Inei medikas hakona afili atzi asherah nami. That's what the bride begins. Ati Asher is us even b'mokum sakana. That's the Bible tells us. Chutz me'ati Asher. Nira l'rid. The ma'irik on shim ein yochol isrape mishar eitin. Ela b'zeh. Kolay they shaded. Oh shiv davarachir. A faith healer. Also, the midday Basa Morazara, he tells you that the koach of Yoshka, this is what cures you when I give you this this medicine. He tells you, this is what cures you. It's a little bit of a Shan Poskim. Who has to believe this shtus for it to be Yasa? The medicine man has to believe this shtus? Or the patient has to believe this shtus? What is also cheap? Who has to believe it for it? Oh, not for me, if the patient doesn't believe it is baloney, but the doctor tells him it's the Avodah Zarah Shabbat. And the Jew believes it's the medicinal power of the raw roots, etc. The Shaila. The Gabi Ben Domim, the Avodah Zarah Perek Sheni, Shedishah Fondok, Shabbat Yaakov Vishkvar Sachanya, the Raposo, Velo Enicho, Rabbi Shmo, Mishav, the Apikurtus Mashcha, for Ashbi Shamit Perek Shmona Shvatsim, Toya Rotsu Lilchoshbo, Shem Zar, kind of chant, shake. So he gave this kind of stuff? What does it mean, the Tosfos? The only time it's usher if you're sick is if it's mamish a case of something which is Avodah Zarah. But if it's not something which you really consider Avodah Zarah proper, you don't have to come from Avodah Zarah tree, it's still Muslim. This Tosfos is argued upon.
Right.
water for the Ramban, Hashmor, Ritzvon, Raya, or Ophir, Tzus, that's one
thing.
Now, let's go back. So we take another 93, take another what? Take another 93 and put one in his back. But yeah, what do you get?
422
and a half. That's Milchus Tan. Now, what is Milchus Tan? This is easy. 12 watts. 12 watts. Okay? Now do your math. I know you're paying attention to your calculator. How many minutes is between 12:37 and a half and 4:22 and a half? But it has to be. It has to be 75 times 3. I don't know what that is even. It's 3 hours. Yes. It's 6.5 hours and 9.5 hours. What's 75 times 3? 225. What's that in hours? 225 is 3 hours and 45 minutes, correct? Is that what it is? Better be. 3 hours will take it to 3:37 and a half. Not afford it, I'm getting longer or presser. What's that for the last
system?
Oh, it's my push was a disaster. Oh, boy, so you said before. Now that my push was not 8:24, it'll be an alpha star. What's going to be? 8:15. Oh, boy. Oh, man. See what? It's every hour 75 minutes, count 3 hours. 4:30 till 5:45. 5:45 till what? 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock, 8:15, bingo. So it's only 8:15. And that's bad. I mean, bad, good. That's
He's a Rabbi, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Well, oh, it's a cheat of 90 minutes instead of 12, that was no joke.
No, he doesn't like 90 minutes. He rejects it completely.
Who said that in the 90 minutes instead of 72 minutes?
Oh, anyone who holds a bill is 22 and a half minutes, out of 90.
Ah,
but this particular judgment is found by Rabbi Leib Kuczynski. He's the one that says up the same Shlomo Yehuda. But the particular riot which was brought against Cranbrook, he didn't bring it. I brought that riot. I didn't see him bring that riot. I thought it was just, no one ever bothered to calculate, you know, no one ever kept going. His 90s, Klar, the top of Atai. So it comes out of most of it. Called all those Rishonim, Ramban, Rashbar, Ritvor, Ran, Meiri, who have this idea of the Shtus Mil, those 72 minutes here, the bluff. How do I have to shout, oh, I went 72 minutes. Bluff, gomo. Those are things of 72 minutes. It's 90 minutes. Well, as you said correctly before, 90 minutes where? In Yerushalayim, in Springtime. That has to be extrapolated based on your latitude and based on the time of the year. We made a measurement based on the charts that are printed out, so they tell you the parish. They figured out that 72 minutes is 16.1 degrees beneath the sun beneath the horizon in Yerushalayim and it's equinox. And 90 minutes, I think, is 19.8. They didn't know the science. Kind of the 19.8 year in New York in the end of June is 144 minutes. Put it. That means the sun is 8:31, Shabbos is out 5 minutes before 11.
That's
a good number. I don't know. The one person I know is a Shiva who keeps that time. That's our time. That's what Maya's supposed to keep. You're going to keep him in the time, man. 10:55 p.m.
When did we say Shabbos?
Ireland. Who knows what the Ireland does?
The garage
bell. It doesn't hold the time at all.
Yeah.
So the card, I should say, figure it out. Sun says 8:30, just add another 13 and a half minutes. So by 8:45 it should be over. That's in Yerushalayim. So in New York, you have to add another 20 minutes. So it's a 9:05.
What's going on here? You're holding the garage.
Right? Rub himself in grease. How much longer is he? You want to know?
What was his publication for Vilna? What did he do in Vilna?
Right. We don't know exactly how long he held in Vilna. But we do know what the charts tell us. Based on the equivalency of the sheet of the law. Now, the thing
so
is,
maybe throw another one.
All the problem is, there's only one problem. There were Jews in Yerushalayim today. That's the problem. There were Jews there. Now, they're trying to throw them out now. But Baruch Hashem, there's still Jews in Yerushalayim. And they look up in the sky, and they couldn't find the stars either after 13 and a half minutes. The God promised! The Vilna God promised is going to be stars! How can it be? Dr. Kaczynski,
who wrote the same example of Ben Hashemash, a very famous saint, and said, look, behind the, I looked at the stars. He lived in Yerushalayim, looked high and low, couldn't find any stars until 22 minutes after the sun. Couldn't find anything. Even in the springtime, it's short. But look, he said, you know what Pshat is false. The guy is working with an assumption that says Chachamim is the end of the three quarters of a mil, which we've been assuming all along today. But if you look carefully on Shabbos, which I don't have in front of me right now, they say not that way. Three quarters of a mil ends. And sometime thereafter, Buflo closes the Lashon. Somewhat thereafter is the time of HaKochav. How much after? There's no longer in Shas when you see it. He said, I see it 22 minutes after. 22 minutes, I think it was in the... No. He said 18 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. In the 18 minutes, he found stars after in Yerushalayim, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
Why don't you just say Pashat Daniel, the
22
minutes, the
only 18 minutes? I forgot what it was. Whatever night, no. He doesn't know things in 18 or 20 minutes. He doesn't know that.
It doesn't matter.
I'm
saying,
why? Would
it be
logical
to see that everything
work
out?
Be, you're all
like to go
and look at
it.
I don't think so. I wrote it here. He didn't find. Well, how long did it take to find? It took him 22 minutes to find stars in the spring. So what's that in America? 26. You should do the science. 26 minutes in America in the spring, 32 in the winter, and 34 in the summer. So that's the smart. You want to know what the smart is? And that they called to us 9:05. Quote the Rebbe Natan, 10:55. Oh, well. I want to say one more thing. I'm pushing them out of time. And that is, many more things are printed here in this Torah, which I refer to, which is something which is not there. It's there a little bit. It's in a bracket of the statement. And that is that not everybody subscribes to the Shtus Mil story. Never subscribe to the Shnus Mil. If you look carefully in the Ma'arik, you get the impression that Plaga Mincha is a full mil before the Shkia. Full mil before the Shkia. Now, if Plaga Mincha is a full mil before the Shkia, then we can have a whole new different kind of a chart. It goes like this. 10 to a minute mil. I mean, to the 18 minute mil. 6, 4:48. You have 6, you have 7, 12. Okay? How long is the hour? Again, you say 60. No, 60. 72 minutes. Where do you get that from? Simple. This is simple math. From 6 to 6 is how many? 720 minutes, right? 12 hours. Get another 72 here. Another 72 here. Now, what's 1/12 of this? You don't have to be a genius to figure out. There are 12 units. 1 unit, 10 units, 1 unit. So a 12th of the whole thing is 72 minutes. You catch my math? It's easy. Now, what's an hour and a quarter if an hour is 72? 90, right? 72 plus 18. What's 90? Ooh. 90 will give you what? 542, correct? With me?
Yep.
Which is exactly a mil, my Rick said before. Shkia, which is at 6. Perfect. Now if you work everything out, it'll come out perfectly. See, here's my cell, 12 o'clock. This will be 12:36. This will be what? What's an hour? An hour and 490 minutes. 4:12, correct? That would be 12:36 and 4:12 should be 72 times 3. How much? 216. Just how much? That's what? 3 hours and 36 minutes, correct? Comes out, 3 hours. It works out perfectly. Okay, so I always thought this is a Das Yachid in my reading, no one holds from it, it's just a ridiculous thing. Well, the Schadish League in my Shabbat Shulchan Aruch, which I wanted to get to today, but I happen to have to run, is that in my opinion, Shulchan Aruch holds this way. Sarah and Ramon, the Mogan Abram, all follow Rabbi Natan. It's only the Gro, the Balatan, that turned the world upside down. They changed everything. But they never say this idea of Shulchan Aruch. I want to prove to you that they hold the Shlus. I'll prove to you the Gemara, which Harry brought before Mark Brooks. Mark's over there, the people davened. And then they thought it was already dark. Then the clouds dispersed. They saw the sun came out. Now, I don't know what the means over there, but according to the Shidduch of the Machaber, the Pashas is, they davened Rabbosai after Plaga Menachos.
Now, how do you manage to daven after plugging in a phone? Walk away, finish davening, and then within 4 minutes, the sun's out. I mean, it's almost an impossibility. Beyond that, they didn't have watches in those days. So what are you pilfering? What's it, what are you keep fighting about? Like a mincha, shki, it's almost the same thing. It's a kashya achronim, yes. And here's Daiti, the mechabal in this sheet is married. Pastor Amor too. So therefore, those who keep 72 minutes, I used to make fun. Nah, there's no one hold that way. So I have cover. They read the mechabal Amor, they hold that way. The 72 minute sheet. They hold like this married. So therefore, 712 is correct. And this is the new cheshem, which I thought was just a das yachid. Now I think, based on the Mechaber, and look carefully, that's looking brachas that kavod. How the Rishon quoted, "Reish Samach Gimel in the Orachayim." See that that's a possibility.
Just curious, like when the world kind of changed the world, as you said.
Yeah.
What happened? Did people say, you know,
gradually? Yeah, I'm sure they did. What else is new? But they gradually, the thing just sort of changed. Forgive me for running. I'm punching the plate.
Can you give me a chair at 2 o'clock?
Yeah, sure. I'm late. I'm late to that. I hope to be on time. I hope to be on time. Okay, Rav Osai. So you have those Chama Kamas. There are a few extra copies. If you're good, you can do it. So we'll meet 10 o'clock here, Mr. Shimon, on... Caleb. Shoshah Hanisco. What's the matter? It's okay. Hinia Caleb Shoshah Hanisco. I got you, Hakoso. Shupot. The Kolsh game. Ochel chelav chai shehu potter. That's certainly potter. But he's saying over here, even in niach chelav shachanisko gavim akoso, it's also potter. Why is there an extra? Why is there a bigger chiddush? Rashi explains. He got the army hoder yaboh ha'anodma va'hanach la'asiri va'hano chelav ein derech hanos ela v'hav oro v'lem shoach oros v'lo l'refuah. And therefore, when first used the chelav for medical purposes, it's considered to be abnormal. The kol shekain ha'ochel chelav chai, which is even more abnormal. That's the pshat, huh? It's even more abnormal. Wait a minute. Is the first day I argue with the second, or I agree with the second? It's okay. Shem hiniya chelav shel shara nisko agav yom ha'koso shu potter. The kol shekain ha'ochel chelav chai shu potter. That's certainly potter. But he's saying over here, even hiniya chelav shel shara nisko agav yom ha'koso is also potter. Why is there an extra? Why is there a bigger chiddush? Rashi explains. He got the army hoder yaboh ha'anodma va'hanach la'asiri va'hano chelif ein derech hanos ela v'hav oro v'lem shoach oros v'lo l'refuah. And therefore, when first used the chelif for medical purposes, it's considered to be abnormal. V'kol shekein ha'ochel chelif chai, which is even more abnormal. That's the pshat, huh? It's even more abnormal. Wait a minute. Is the first day I argue with the second, or I agree with the second? Is it machlekas the 2 days?
Yeah.
The second day is adding more than the first day, correct? And look at the derech hana also. Shemichelav shoshor and this called a makos shu pop. Maybe the first day we hold a tzchayv. Maybe. Doesn't say beferish. Could be the 2 days aren't even arguing. It's not so clear. You can't tell by looking at the Gemara itself on the dispute. Or whether they all agree, it's giving 2 different instances of the same tour of Shalok Kederach. Can't really tell directly.
Like you said, they said different words. Obviously, that they mentioned different words, it means that there's a chiluk between both of those spokes.
Yeah, but they're giving 2 different cases, that's for sure. The question of, is there a machlok and din? That's not 100% clear.
One is not asking what the chiluk is. There's nothing pointed out.
Yeah, I agree that the difference is what they're saying. The question is, the one who says Shalok Kederach, Achilos, might agree also. That is not the only need derech hanos. Only derech hanos is you need derech achilos. It's the question: whether they're really fighting in halacha or not. That's unclear at this point. Says the Gemara. It manami amar avi acha bar avi amar av asi mar yochanan hinia chelo shel shara niskal gam in makoso pot. Why? Kishe kol yisurin shevat Torah dokan leim al derech hanos. Word for word, the same thing. Because they are for nana meitzanina. It's enough for the Mishnah. Ein sof kenes ar boy mishum arlo el al yotzi min azdesim u min hanovim bilvat. The only liquid which a person gets malchus for in terms of arlo is either olive oil or wine. Because oil and wine are officially recognized drinks. The Torah speaks about Yayin and the source of the Dogon Tirosh V'Yitzar, talks about Yayin and Shemin as officially recognized drinks. You ever see sometimes, you know, Pepsi Cola, the official drink of the Olympics, something like that?
Super Bowl.
But the Torah has only two drinks it recognizes. It recognizes Yayin and Shemin. Doesn't even recognize Pepsi Cola, so neither Coke either. Nothing. Only, not even orange juice. Well, not even milk. The Torah recognizes Yayin and Shemin, officially recognized beverages. The Ilum, the Tusim, Tainim, Rimonim, Lo. I really shouldn't say really milk. I guess milk the Torah doesn't recognize. But not orange juice, not fig juice, not pomegranate juice, not berry juice. Right. Then I recognize as official halachic mashka. What are they called? We don't know what they called it so far, but this is made to be thick so far. Ah! The only kind of fruit that's ordinarily processed for its juice is either a grape or an olive. But other fruits are ordinarily processed for their use for the fruit itself. And not the juice. So if you eat the juice, it's shaloka derech achilasa. It's not the normal way to consume it. It says Rashi, in Sofkin is our point. I mean, mashkin, koibu besechas trumas, bekomede en kol mei peres kuyin mashkin, el elu bilvak. En sofkin is our bom, al shum mei peres, shal orlo, shum de bichulu, shaloka derech hanahosanu. El elu, the Gemara thinks right now, the reason why it's no good is because shaloka derech hanahosan. We would have used a different expression. We would have said what? Shaloka derech achilasa, talking about an eating and drinking case. The Rashi says shaloka derech hanahosan. Maybe we'll see if that's significant. Okay. Well, this is my time. Lavish and the lobe, Kayak Kochel, Derechana Osam. So we can't blame Rashi, the Gemara said that. Shaloka Derechana Osam. And again, the question whether Hanosam is Dafka or Lavdafka. Maybe just picking that as a more general term, but could use Rachilosam interchangeably. I'm there by now. Bishlami, I mean, he has been a three goof of the Loka Ochel, Derechana Osam. Shabir. If we see the fruit itself that you don't eat it, derech hanaasa shap. Rashi explains. Fish let me ask you in a pre-goof for the yachal shaloka darka. Kosher bishel a gozen. Cook walnuts, some of that. Some that's what you usually eat in the raw state. You just have to cook them, make some kind of crazy dish which no one ever eats. Oh, a farsikin. Peaches. In those days, the cooked peaches don't hurt them. Today you go to the store, you buy canned peaches. But they never heard of canned peaches in those days. It was considered meshuga. V'achala. V'ashmina d'lo v'chayav shapir. Says Rashi, shamina mino. They lopin al derech achilosa. Aval hashta tamo d'potu mishim v'lav pre-achal at all. He didn't need a priest at the Gemara. Elohocha is for a different reason. Mishim d'zeya b'yalmo. Zeya b'yalmo. It's mere sweat. He didn't eat the fruit, he only had the sweat of the fruit. The sweat of course there is an expression which means the fruit juice. Yes?
Well, what's
there? This is tomorrow, the halacha, like today, I'm allowed to drink juice made from Orla. So I know people drink pomegranate juice, and I'm pretty sure we drink berry juice, we buy lotions spray, everything, cranberry juice. So, if I have Gemara, it doesn't say you may drink it. So they insult us, our boy. You don't get malt. Doesn't say that you may even then. All right.
Yeah, but if I can say Baal, it seems to imply that it's like nothing. It's like garnish.
Heat. Could mean the rice is garnished, and the Rabbana says also anyway. It's one possibility. Number two, the question would be, what happens if the minig olam changes? If something which was originally never used for juice is not used for juice. The serious question about lemons on Shabbos, this kind of question comes up. As far as schita is concerned, the whole issue there is a schita. And again, it depends upon whether you think the din can change or the custom changes. It's a good question. Omer Abai, he's one more long Gemara. Hakol modim b'klai akerem, shalokan aleim afir shalokan derech hanas in my time, shudalok siv hu achila. When it says in the Torah achila, we derive hana, so our hana is the derivative of achila. How do you know that? That's the Gemara back on the Chaf Aleph from the Beis. That's where the sukkah begins. What does it say over there? Famous Gemara. Gemara says I'm Rabbi Abo, same Rabbi Abo, correct? Also Rabbi Abo. So three blood early, he said, Kol Mokom, it's halfway down, Chaf Aleph from the Beis, a little less than half. Kol Mokom, a little dalet. Kol Mokom, Shenema, Lo Yochal, Lo Socha, Lo Socha, Echad Yisra Achila, Vechad Yisra Ano, Vemashma. Ash Yifat Lecha Kosov, Gedera, Shepard Lecha, Ben Avela, Netanya,
It's a different question of giving a matana. And I call upon him, you see from the Gemara that it's mutter bahana. But the implication is that Kol Yisur Shabbat Torah is also bein machila bein bahana. That's what the Gemara derives. Fine? That's what it says. It's Rabbi Abba's opinion. That's what it says over there. But Kloya Kerem. Oh, so Rabbi Abba over here on Chavdal and Medbeis is really a hemshech for Chavdal and Medbeis. It's true, I told you. Whenever it says in the Holy Torah, Achila, means even Hano, that's true. But it's only Kederach Achila, so Hano, so otherwise not. But Kloya Kerem is not derived from the word Losocha. The Yisr Hano is not just a derivative of the Yisr of Achila. It's a separate, completely different and apart Yisr known as Hano. Rashi explained, Kloya Kerem, the Ksiv Dvarom Chavbeis, Pet Tikdash Amlea, Pet Tuktash, the Mashal of Teheon Mimenu, Elatisrafenu, Tukadesh, Upen Lavu. That is a lav. And since it's a lav, it's also Bachila, you can't eat it, even though it's not based upon, even though it's not a Derech Hana also. When it says in the Torah, Achila, has to be Derech Achila. When it does use the expression of Achila, you can, any kind of benefit you have, even if it's an abnormal form, you're obligated anyway. This is what the, that says. Okay, is it clear? So everything we just read through the Gemara is not so big. Okay? Pretty straightforward. Tosfos. Alohacha mishum dezeh ba'almo. Tame of the reed. The Baha'or of Arotim, it's Perek, it's in Chulin. Kufcha Falaf. Yolot mikro. Dein chaya mishum orle ala ayotim is esen va'anovim. The Gama orla pre bikurim.
The svar that's always there about. The hasif itzrich leinam chakert shenechshav mashke shel tirush v'yitzer kama pri. On the contrary, the pasuk didn't teach that wine and oil are considered to be the pri itself. V'ashas yishapa the amav v'shmaitim the zeh be'almu the mehay time ahu d'shamina the mashke and the kapri. So that's exactly the svar. Let's review. So we know that mashke is not considered a pri. And the only exceptions are Tirush V'Yitzer based on the Pasuk, pre, which tells you for carrot, that is considered to be the equivalent of the original olive and the original grape. And they end up with a kashatos. Miu Tamer. Amai Oma Dezer Ba'amahu, V'tam Ki'ika Do Raisa. Oh. What does it mean, Tam Ki'ika Do Raisa? I mean, if you take something and it gives taste to something else, we discussed it at length and we're learning a little later in the second part. What does it mean? I have trefa food. It's named kosher food, and the taste of the trefa food is still noticeable. You can still taste it. So tam ki ikas d'oraisa, and if someone eats the mixture, he's in violation of ikas d'oraisa. In fact, Tosfos is an obvious question. If I take, for example, I have a fruit. I have a let's say I have an orange of Arla, okay? I throw the orange of Arla, you know, some recipes call for orange, you know? So I throw the orange into the soup. Orange chicken. I throw an orange, I take a whole orange, or I slice it in half, and I throw it into the chicken, and they cook up the chicken on the pot. And when I come to eat the chicken, I taste the orange, because the orange is not bother the shish. If I do that, I eat the chicken, then I'm over with the rice, because it's time to get the rice. I take the entire orange, squeeze it into juice, and that over. Now let me ask you an honest question. What tastes more like orange? 100% pure orange juice? Or chicken with a slight, you know, orange flavor based on the way chocolate's cooked together. What do you say?
The former.
The former, obviously. So how can it be? If you make orange juice, you're not over, it's not also with the rice, so. Whereas if you take the chicken with the orange flavor, it is also with the rice. It's crazy. That's Tosfos Kashya, there's no terrace. No terrace. Okay, so let's review what we said so far. We don't do the Gemara, we don't do the Rashi, we don't do this one Tosfos. Correct? So far, so good. I have to analyze a little bit the sugi over here. What bracha do you make on orange juice? What bracha do you make on strained vegetable soup? Why do you make an adama on strained vegetable soup, whereas you make a shahakal on strained orange juice? Should be exactly the same thing? Yes, sir. Hashem bracha says that one is cooked and one is squeezed. If it's cooked, it retains the bracha. If it's squeezed, it loses the bracha. The famous rush of Masechta Brachos. Catch a glimpse of this rush here in the back, but in the Rosh Hashanah. First, let's look at the Rashi again before we see the Rosh Hashanah. It's a funny Rashi. Rashi Shapir. Second one on the bottom. Shapir, Shamina, Minah, they love and Elkaderach, Achilasa. Rashi threw in the word Achilasa, whereas the Gemara at this point is using the word Hanaasan regularly. Rashi suddenly threw in the word Achilasa. That's part of the Rosh Hashanah. Turn to the Rosh Hashanah and see what he says. I believe he makes reference, if I'm not mistaken, to this Rosh. It's page in my version, page 58. I don't know if you have the same version as I do. Barsha, page 1, you go to 58, the Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah says on this Tosfos, I had brachas lamates, Tosfos my the silka, over Russia, over Mashakasa, the Ezra Hashem, the Sof Orlo, the Yashiv Hatem. I didn't look it up. Rosh Hashanah of Orlo, I didn't look it up. I forgot myself to look it up. Tosfos there discusses this issue of it as well. And apparently the answer is that Zeya Ba'alma, that the juice, is considered less significant than something which is cooked. Which presumably answers the question of Tosfos as well, based on that rush. How so? How so? If I cook it, we say Tam Ki Ikar. That's why we say that the vegetable soup has the bracha of Bar Priyadama. Apparently, you cook something, so whatever product exists from the cooking is considered like the object itself, as long as it tastes from that thing. In the kitchen. And therefore, it has the status of the original item. However, if you squeeze something and make juice out of it, the same as you see from the rush of brachas, that you make a bracha, shahak on the abadvar, not a bar prey. Squeezing, you lose the original status. So to over here, in Hilchos Isurim, Macholas Asuris, if you squeeze the orange juice out of the oil of fruit, it loses its status. Doesn't explain exactly why, this gives a precedent for it. It's a very strange precedent. We're talking about the level of the Raisa, giving a precedent at the level of the Rabbonim. That's what he's trying to point out, is that you see that it's not just an isolated case which you have to worry about here in Brochus, but here in Ipsoch, but it applies to all areas. I, Tom Kieker, so obviously the answer is, for some reason, which you don't know yet really, Tom Kieker doesn't apply. Tom Kieker has its limitations. How's the limitations? Why doesn't it apply?
But can't you say that it's approved?
Also shown by the Tosfos Paskin, Tom Kieker's the right, so to resolve the Gemara, reconcile it to them as well. So the Mepharshim say something, I asked you to look at the stipler if you have a chance. He says it as follows. Tom Kieker means, if I have a food, and by cooking the food, some of the taste of this food leaves the original food, it goes and spreads elsewhere, that time is like the ikar. That time is considered the equivalent of the main body of the fruit. And therefore, for this reason, it's considered to be Torah prohibition, also with our rice. But, the Mepharshim say, this type of spoke to really, as follows. If I have an orange
and I squeeze and the juice comes out. It's not the pshat that the flavor of the juice which came out of the orange is like the main part of the orange. No, it's not. Not at all. It is the main part of the orange. It's not. If I put something up, I put a spice, I'll put whatever it may be, I'll put a piece of meat in water, and the meat will give its taste to the water. So what happens? The ikar of the meat is the ikar of the meat. Now the meat is tasteable in the water, so we say tanki ikar. But the whole meat is the ikar of meat. Here, when it comes to an orange, apparently, we consider the ikar of the orange to be the orange itself. But the juice which comes out of the orange, again, once it's separated, of course, if you take a bite out of the orange, you'll say, well, the orange is primarily juice. Doesn't make a difference. Kol's man, the juice is mechuba to the orange, it's considered ikar. But as soon as it's separated one from the other, we then turn around and say, no, that juice that became separated and put in and squeezed into a cup, that's not the main part of the orange. That's the derivation of the Svar of Zeir Ba'alma. Nor could we consider this to be somehow an outgrowth of the main part of the orange. It's not coming from the main part, it's coming from the juice pockets of the orange. And once the Torah is mechadish, that these juice pockets, once they're separated from the orange, and do not have a status of the orange itself, you can't then, you know, double jeopardy. We'll say, now, well, let's consider it tam kiika. No! In the case of the water, chicken soup. The chicken soup is tam kiika. Why? Because the chicken is the chicken, and now the soup has a taste of that chicken, so tam is kiikar. It's treated as the chicken itself. But over here, it's not as if you cooked and had an orange and you cooked and flavor the orange all came out into a chicken, into a piece of meat, which is flavored in the kitchen. Not at all. You took it, you squeezed it. So what came out? What came out was the juice pockets came out. But they didn't give a time or something else. They just transformed themselves from juice pockets within the orange proper, which was the chayava, to now the juice which is lying in a cup somewhere. You can't say, well, this is ki'ikar. Ki'ikar means the ikar remains an ikar. And then he says, the tam from that ikar. Here, the ikar is no longer an ikar. That which you pulled out is no longer part of the ikar. That which remains, remains. So you can't apply the svar of tam ki ikar. Yes, David. Here, the orange is the entire orange as is, as it stays. Natural state.
I squeeze it, I get out all the juice. Now it's the ikar of the orange.
What's left?
The pulp is the ikar of the orange.
Well, there's probably some juice left, too. I mean, how good a job you do, it wasn't something left.
Juice, which he says, not the acre of the orange. It's, I mean, in a reality sense, that is the acre of the orange. People don't eat an orange for the bulk. I mean, if you had a dry orange, and they freeze dry it, and came out with absolutely no liquid in it, no one would eat it.
You're saying, despite the fact that you're saying is correct, nevertheless, we have a besorah that the din of Zeb Alma means that with the sole exceptions of Yayin and Shemen, the liquid that comes out of a fruit is not called the fruit itself. Kachasa. Yes? Absolutely not. Because the orange itself is not tanking the rice, so the kalvachom with the orange juice. Only if you cooked an orange with the chicken would it be the rice. Because then the orange itself is an ikar, and the tam that goes out of that ikar is considered tam ki ikar. If the ikar itself is not an ikar, it's not going to tam be ki ikar. Yeah?
David's question, how
percent
of the orange is grown
to make
the juice?
Not true. Not true, but that's beside the one, right?
What, you want to say 80%?
Whatever it is, not 95%.
It's more than 50%.
That's the big difference in 95%.
No. So whatever number you're going to pin it at, it's definitely more than growth. So maybe
not true either, but even if it's
true. What we're not is shots. David's saying is today we treat the ikar from the orange as the juice, the orange juice. Most people don't eat the orange itself, but they drink the juice.
But it's not.
Look at a grape. Look at it as solid.
That's a question. He's raising a good question. I mentioned before. On Shabbos, they talk about it. Let's say if oranges are used primarily for the juice, primarily. All right. Would you say that there would be an iser to squeeze, maybe even the daraisa, because that's the derech pekach?
Sure.
Some say yes. Some say no. Yeah.
If raw jackfruit is used for juicing, on juices, not shahakol, but rather...
The Rajma says on both sides. The Rosh asks the Kasha.
The Rosh has the cast, which we mentioned, alluded to earlier. Why that orange juice you make a bori, you make a shahakal, and vegetable juice soup, you make a adam. How come? So the Rosh answers this question of what's derech achil. Apparently, he considered the vegetable juice to be a normal way of eating, of consuming vegetables, of having their soup, whereas orange juice he considered to be an abnormal way of consuming oranges, at least in those days. So some suggest, according to the Rashi, b'zman hazeh, that those kind of oranges that are used 51% or more for their juice, that perhaps according to the Rashi, the bracha should really be a borei pri ha'etz on orange juice. A very big kiddush.
And the other way around too, many people drink cold vegetables. So you go inside, it's a crusher. They went to the stores, so I give you a drink. You want a vegetable drink, whatever you want. Carrots.
They crush the carrot.
Boom. They don't make only carrot. Carrot, broccoli, you name it. They make it.
Health.
Yeah.
It draws to the center.
Cooking also, we know, if the normal there is just eat it raw and no one eats it, it seems that he's just... His distinction is what's called normal as opposed to cooking versus squeezing.
So the Rashba seems to say Mesechta Brachos. By the way, just for your information, once we're on the topic, it seems to be a third opinion in this matter, which is what we seem to follow the halacha, which is the opinion of the Mordechai Mesechta Brachos. He seems to say, based on the Tosis there, so it's a one word, it's a Tosis, it's one word Ramah. Whenever you drink something, whatever's called a liquid, a beverage, you drink from a cup, it's always going to be shahak. All beverages are by definition shahak. I use the word liquid. Beverages. As opposed to what you drink, which you eat from a bowl. Vegetable soup. You don't go vegetable, drink a beverage. The word vegetable soup means supper, lunch. Ever from a bowl.
Come to the cafe these days. Go to the cafeteria.
You don't drink it.
Actually, vegetable chicken soup, vegetable soup.
Really?
It's a coffee. Same way you drink coffee, you don't drink coffee straight out.
You try to eat all the vegetables, you
know, the
drinking straight.
Wait, where do you draw the line? For example, yogurt. Yogurt is straw. Yogurt shakes.
Yeah, yogurt.
You drink.
It's straw.
So would the yogurt shake be shahakol? I'm leading that yogurt was hadam. The yogurt shake would be shahakol and the yogurt would be hadam.
That's for sure.
Even though the same thing as
well. Well, not the same. One is.
They just add a little more milk to it.
All right, that makes a difference. One is had a bowl, one's primarily consumed in a bowl, one's primarily consumed in a cup. That makes all the difference going to the motion. Yeah?
Yayin Shemin would be an exception to the rule?
Right, that's for sure. Yayin is an exception to the rule, that's for sure.
Isn't
it worth it to the Shemin dangerous to drink? That's all Sugin, but you're Shemin. That's why I answered Yayin, I didn't answer Shemin.
That's right.
Shemin's all Sugin, bro.
According to the Mordechai, you would make a shahakol on a
V8? I think it's a trade.
Something that is the equivalent of a V8. I don't know what to do.
Which way does the Shulchan Aruch quote? Because all these three chapters that you just gave have not the minos.
You bet.
The
Rambam also seems quote more.
I'm
sorry. What about beer? Let's look at the beer. Why is beer either mizonos or at least adama? Why is beer shahaka? You don't understand it. Beer number one apparently is a normal way of consuming the hops, whatever they used to use, the oats, the barley, whatever they used to use. That was the primary way of consuming it. Number two, they didn't have chalk, I guess those days, so the primary way is beer. And number two, it's cooked. Apparently beer is cooked. Not just squeezed, cooked. So Bainakon the Harosh, Bain the Rash, but the Brahma should not really be shahakal. So the answer is, it's a drink. Beer is a beverage, that's why it's shahakal. I'm also supposed to say that. According to the Rosh, fruit soup would be ice, for sure. Because it's cooked. According to the Rash, that's the question. No, because that's a normal usage of it. Alright, so maybe you call it a Rashi, it would be shahakal. According to the Mordechai, it would be El Genei, because it's a soup. Yes? Could be because, oh, by the way, could be the fruits are there, it's anyway going to be Haitz. Because the soup is considered tough to the food proper. I mean, strange fruit soup.
What I'm using it for, relevant, if I take straight fruit soup, I can turn around and pour it through and drink the rest.
According to the Mordechai, it roughly might change. Yeah.
With the beer, you can also give a different. If the malt starts off, you need barley. Then when it's in the malt state, and then it will never a week later, or whiskey 3 years later, then it becomes edible again. So perhaps it's like a very chadasha or something.
It could be. I mean, I don't know the fact.
It's an edible in between. I mean, you can't drink it.
I'm just saying it's right, but if it goes to a state where it's inedible, many posts say it loses its original form, and now you would only have to make a shahakalah. The posts can talk about this in a different context. Reconstituted mashed potatoes, because they can say serve it in the cafeteria, I don't know. Many posts say shahakalah, because you see they take the potatoes, they dehydrate them, they make them with the powder is inedible, then they mix it with boiling water, and then they get the fluff, the potato, looks like original mashed potatoes. Many possible say it should be shahakal. So there was one point that was the loss of bracha. I mean, you can't recreate a bracha from scratch. Boy, Kri Adam is the goodest way on the ground. Here, that stage is passed already. It lost its chance for Adam based on its growing on the ground. Because it became inedible. When you reconstituted it, it only to become a shahakal. That's so I thought that was also true. Malacha, like a shahakal, which was suffering. I don't know how that fits.
I think so.
It's inedible. It loses its bracha. You're right. Let's go back to the rashash that we were supposed to see originally.
Well, just one more question.
Yeah.
Let's say I make an eitzah juice. A person like you don't make a bracha on the oranges.
I think that's true.
You made a shabbat tonight?
I think so. I call you Babloy Tipshoy. Babloy Tipshoy. What's it? Honey Babloy Tipshoy Dachli Nama Banama. They eat bread with bread. They used to have bread, and then they used to have some kind of wheat cereal with their bread. Some kind of stupid Babylonians.
We did that too.
So if you have orange juice, I might consider you a Babloy Tipshoy at worst. But if you have to make two brachos, I think so. I don't think so. Let's see the Rashash, the first Rashash of Dalet Amud Beis. Shaper Ela Kederach Achilasa. Uva the Rav Zeira, the Gemara Isa, the Losh, Halosh, and Ashloka, the Hanasa. So why did Rashi change? Venerally the Mefarish Achilik the Benishni the Rabbi Yochanan who was there. To the Lishna Kama Lo Potar Ela Dumid the Achal Chel of Chai. The Mashma did Derech Le Achlo Betigun. It's ordinarily fried and eaten. Hu Achalo Chai Vahare Shina Vederech Achilasa. He completely changed the normal way of eating this. Ava Bat Bini Achel. He says there is a Machloikas. That's what they're fighting about. The Lishna Kama says, as long as what you're doing this is a normal act, even though the object would be ordinarily used for a different form of hanah, no matter, you would still be all, be all, would still